WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. For most of his career, bass player Mark Elias has played behind other jazz musicians, like saxophonist Dewey Redman and Anthony Braxton. Nowadays, Elias is taking a more prominent role. He's part of a trio called Bass Drum Bone and an art funk band, the Slickaphonics. Elias also leads his own groups. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of the latest Elias recording.
Bassist Mark Elias began turning up on record 10 years ago as part of a circle of Connecticut-based musicians who included pianist Anthony Davis and trombonist Ray Anderson. But while everyone he knew was putting out record after record, Elias's debut as leader didn't arrive till the end of 1986. It was worth the wait. Now his second album is out, The Current Set, on Enja, a quintet date with trumpeter Herb Robertson, trombonist Robin Eubanks, altoist Tim Byrne, and drummer Victor Lewis, sometimes joined by soprano saxophonist Greg Osby. As composer or player, Elias is well-equipped to make the transition from labor to management. He plays bass with technical assurance and plenty of muscle, cueing changes in tempo or accent with his instrument. In essence, he conducts the band from the rear. As a writer, Elias is eclectic, drawing on influences both likely and unlikely. Not surprisingly, his composing may echo his old boss Anthony Braxton's wittily asymmetrical structures. But Elias has softened Braxton's sharp angles and warmed up his cooler sound. Here's a sample of No Passport, which Elias wrote with his Connecticut colleague, drummer Jerry Hemingway. Mark Elias acknowledges salsa, calypso, and Brazilian music on a sprightly tune with guest percussionist Nana Vasconcelos. Nothing too strange about that. But the current set's title track recalls the contrapuntal delicacy of 1950s West Coast jazz, a style rarely celebrated back east. The current set has its flaws. The improvising by Helias's bandmates isn't always up to the level of his writing. That's probably because this particular group, which includes some longtime collaborators, exists only in the studio. Helias could have played it safe with simpler charts, but after waiting so long to step out on his own, he seems determined to stretch. Better he should reach for too much than for too little.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed the current set. It's the latest album from Mark Helias on the Angel label. This is Fresh Air.